This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to Road School Moms Radio, coming to you live tonight from Tucson, Arizona, where I'm proud to say that myself, Kimberly Travaglino, founder of Full Time Families and Road School Mom to Four Kiddos, and my co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, road trip teacher, and I'm here with my four kids and our traveling family. We're so excited to be at the world's best road school convention, which is going to be happening this week, coming up starting on Thursday, but we are sitting here at the Tucson KOA with all kinds of full-time families already here and having a blast.
That's right, and we're finally together.
We are. We don't have to ask where in the world we are because we're together. That's exciting.
We're both in the same place.
Yes.
So mentally. So I'm going to bring up the chat. So as always, this is a live radio show. If you'd like to call in, I wonder if anyone can hear us. Give us a chat if you can hear us. Because I just realized I called in on the wrong number, Mary Beth. Anyway, I'm going to continue talking. So like Mary Beth said, we are here laying the foundation for World's Best Road School Convention. And Chuck says yes. Chuck and his wife are listening together, and they look forward to the show. Well, thanks, Chuck, for being so supportive of Road School Moms. This is going to be a great show. We're going to talk about income solutions, which is always the elephant in the room when you tell someone that you are full-time on the road. If you walk up to someone and say, I live full-time in my RV, they might look at you a little cross-eyed, and then they'll say, well, what does your husband do for a living? Do you get that, Mary Beth?
I do. I think that when you say you travel in an RV, they think you're on vacation.
Right.
A permanent vacation.
Right.
So you have to get through that whole thing about
did you win the lottery?
Right. Are you independently wealthy? Oh, you actually have school. Your kids go to school and you still work. You just do it from your mobile portable location.
That's right.
You call your home.
It's just hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around. Oh, I see the Sharps are online. Welcome, Ginger and Ben. Thanks for listening in. Like Mary Beth said, I think we have about 12 families already pulled into the Lazy Days KOA in Tucson, and looking forward to, I think we tallied up 160 people by the time it's all said and done who are staying with us for the rally. And then this weekend, Mary Beth and I went out into the homeschool community of Tucson and greeted all those local area homeschoolers and invited them to join us for the Road School Convention, because this convention, although it's totally different from anything anybody's ever been to, it's a hybrid, you know, we're homeschoolers first and foremost, although we call ourselves road schoolers, that doesn't mean we're anything different than a homeschooler, we just have slightly different considerations. So definitely we encourage anyone who's interested and in the Tucson area to come and attend the 10th through the 12th. We have a ton of great things going on, and some of our guests, some of our exhibitors are going to be on the line with us tonight telling us how to make money on the road.
That's right. Amazon, we have someone who's worked for Amazon Camper Force, which is one of our exhibitors this week at the Road School Convention. And we have Laura Hamilton, who does 31 Organization on the Road, so we're excited to talk with her. And then we're going to talk with Lee Thaxton that owns RV Armor as well, who's also going to be an exhibitor here this week. So we're going to cover all of that in this live hour on Road School Moms.
Very cool. So you traveled all week. How was that?
Oh, my gosh. I remember last Sunday we talked about hardcore travel. That's what we'd done. We left Cypress Woods in Fort Myers on Monday. Of course, we said we were going to leave first thing Monday morning. We left at 3:30 in the afternoon, and we got to Tucson on Thursday evening about 6:30. So I was pretty excited. about our...
That was exhausting, huh?
Yep. We didn't stop. We stopped in rest areas a couple of nights. We only camped one time. We actually stayed at the Van Horn KOA. I'll have to give them a shout-out. It's on the east side of El Paso, Texas. That area is kind of remote, kind of a dusty, windy area. But they had a KOA cafe there. They had a restaurant of their own, and they had... it was a limited menu, but it was so good. It was home style. When you went in the morning, there was four things for breakfast or four things for dinner that evening. But their work campers that they have there, they actually run the little KOA cafe. So it's kind of a neat, I mean, it was really literally in a remote area of nowhere. And when we were going there, I was thinking, gosh, where are we gonna eat? Where are we going to find a grocery? Where are we going to have, you know, because we've been on the road for a couple of days. And we didn't even have to unhook anything. We ate there. Dinner, had a nice breakfast, and back on the road the next morning, so it's a great place to stop.
Cool, and this place has a restaurant of its own, too, which has been super convenient.
What's it called? The Florizona.
Yeah, the Florizona Cafe, with a really great menu. They make a killer chimichanga, and by a killer, I mean you might die after you eat it, but it was delicious.
They have a great last meal.
They
have a great breakfast buffet. It's a really, this is used to be the Tucson Lazy Days, campground, for those of you that have been through Arizona. When we were here a couple years ago, it was still Lazy Days, but a few months back, the KOA bought this property, and they have really, they've already done some improvements. They have a lot of improvements in their future. They're talking about putting in a splash pad, and they're very environmental friendly, so they're doing some expansion with some solar panels, I think, at some point, and it's a really nice place. If you've not been through Tucson and been through this area, you should definitely put it on your places to see.
Yes, and so tonight, as we talked about, we're going to be talking about making money on the road. And so, like I mentioned before, we're always asked this question, how do you make money? And I know Mary Beth and I, although we make money in different ways, we go about it the same idea. We're both niche marketers. And for anyone who's not familiar with niche marketing, it is... picking a small segment of the population and serving their needs. So in my case, as the founder of Full-Time Families, we serve the needs of full-time RVing families, and that is what my husband and I have done for the last 4 years. And Mary Beth, you run Road Trip Teacher. Do you want to tell people how that translates to income for you?
Well, actually, my main project is Road Trip Teacher. I write destination curriculums, and I sell those online. So most of what I sell is online. I have downloadable products, and I have a few affiliate links on my site. I was fortunate enough to help co-author the book that was your project, Chicks Without Bricks. So I have those sales as well. And then my husband actually sells RVs on the road for RV Sales for You. He has access to one of the Florida's largest RV dealers, so he's got access to huge new and used inventory. And so that's really our main source of income, and I obviously help him with that. He's the person that sells and does all the communicating with potential buyers and sellers, but I help him with that as well.
And do you find that doing this out of your camper is any more challenging than doing it in your house?
The challenging part is probably space, which is, you know, that's our main challenge, I think, in an RV. No matter what you're talking about, the space is the challenge. I don't really think it's any more challenging in an RV. I think for what we're doing, it might, the portability, it probably what's the opposite of a challenge? An opportunity.
Yeah.
It probably presents more opportunities for us than challenges, actually.
The one challenge that we have and that other people who are location independent, have location independent income is internet. And I know that we're going to dedicate an entire show to internet on the road and how you can establish a strong connection. But but that's the only challenge for us. We just always have to be connected. So let me see if any of our guests, our first guest is here, and she's someone who's going to be joining us at the convention. In fact, she's here live.
Hello.
And her name is Laura Hamilton, and she's a representative from 31 Gifts.
That's right. So nice to be here. Thanks, lady.
Well, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us in Tucson. Thanks for joining us on the radio. And you are a Road School mom to how many?
I am two boys, 11 and 8.
And do you find that challenging?
I do. After 14 years as a public school teacher, this is my first year homeschooling, and I was sorely unprepared. So I'm really looking forward to meeting with a lot of the other parents and getting some good tips. It's vastly different than classroom teaching.
Yeah. Why do you say you were unprepared?
I think I thought it would be a breeze. I think everybody assumes that it's just your kid. What's the big deal? And, yeah, it's that ridiculous. Yeah, it's much, much harder. It's sometimes easier to have 32 of other people's kids than 2 of your own, I think.
That is such a true statement. That is never a truer statement, as you said.
Right. My students would never, look at me the way my kids do. There's a difference there. So it's been very educational for all of us.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, you are a 31 rep on the road.
Yeah.
I'm really curious how this works. Explain to me what 31 is.
Okay.
And...
Well, sure, you bet. Well, 31 is a company that sells trendy but affordable purses and totes and bags. And actually, 31, the name comes from Psalm 31 from the Old Testament, which talks about a virtuous woman being celebrated for her work within and outside of the home. So the whole idea of the company is, the motto is to celebrate, encourage, and reward women. So it's a very... it's a great group to be part of, and they take really good care of each other. There's a lot of camaraderie among the women, a lot of meetings, a lot of support, things like that.
That's so interesting. I'm a big 31 fan. I love 31. I have 31
right.
bags for lots of different reasons. I never knew that about the Psalm 31.
I never did it.
That's so interesting.
Yeah,
that's great to know. See, learn something new.
There you go.
Thank you, Laura, for taking that off our
that's
plate.
That's why
today.
I'm here.
So tell me, I know for me, I use 31. I was just sitting here trying to think. I put our swimming bag in a 31 bag. I have, what's the little carry-alls I showed you this week?
The zip-top tote.
The zip-top tote is my best friend.
It's the best.
I use that for my road school supplies. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we're giving away, we haven't even announced this yet, but we are working right now on the ultimate road mom bag.
Woo-hoo!
And it's going to be a carry-all, a zip-top carry-all, okay. Like you say, and it's going to be filled with lots of things that, it's going to be filled with everything you need to... keep your road school organized and charged up and all that stuff. So we're excited to do that this week. But, I use 31 on my rig all the time.
It's a great product. Yeah, I really like them a lot. And did you know that when you personalize 31 with any color ribbon, we have all the colors of ribbons, when you choose a ribbon, like let's say pink for breast cancer, 31 cents of each purchase will go back to that organization. So whether it's the yellow for soldiers or the pink for breast cancer, all of that goes back to those programs. And there's even a whole line that works on young women's self-esteem called the URU line. And so when you purchase any of those items, 31 cents goes to helping young girls with their self-esteem issues and fighting domestic violence.
That's such a great thing.
Great company.
It is a great company. So yeah. Tell us, Laura, how now, so you're full-time on the road?
Full-time on the road, yep. And we left in May, and I started doing this just after Christmas. My mother-in-law actually got me interested in it, and it has been really great.
So how, if we're on the road, how you make money on the road? Obviously, you sell products and you have other women or other people that want to host shows. So how do you do that being on the road? How do you do that?
Being on the road, the key to this company, I think, is number one, you don't have to carry any product, which is great. So your customers buy directly from the source, and then it's shipped there. And also, all of the parties that I hold are online. So you can, call whoever you want from back home or new people. I've met a ton of new people on the road that have virtual parties, and they send me their list of people that they want to invite, and we send it all out there and take care of it from there. It's almost entirely virtual. There is one, the only piece that I tend to carry is the starter kit, which is only $99 to get started with the company, and they send you like 8 pieces that kind of show the line. So I carry those with me, but I use them too. That's my pool bag. So, and my laundry and everything else.
Isn't that funny? I have a pool bag too. Mine's so fun in the summer.
Yeah.
I love that bag.
So perfect.
As a matter of fact, I'm doing a blog post on it this week about everything you should keep in your swim bag.
Oh, I love it. All right. Can't wait. Yeah, absolutely. It's a great line. And, if you're a consultant, you get 25% of every sale that you make
which is nice. And then you get all those great bags at a discounted rate, which is my favorite part. So
that's a great company to work for.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever host a physical party in campground? Or do you think you see yourself pulling into a campground, putting up a sign and having a party?
I do if I were there for a week or so when I could get to know people. Absolutely. Yeah. I did one, actually two parties in Florida now that I think about it. When we were stationed in Pine Island Station, when we stayed in Pine Island, we did two parties there. And one was at this woman's rig, and it was fabulous. Everybody came over to her rig, all her friends, and we had a great time. And then the other one was in the like the meeting area. So, yeah, absolutely doable on the road, you bet.
Very cool. Now, if they want to see your website and get in touch with you, how do they do that?
Well, I would love to tell you. I am at www.my31.com, and 31 is spelled out in letters, /on the road.
Wonderful. Yeah, very cool. And you would recommend this to other women?
Absolutely. I think it's a great way to go. Like I said, you don't carry product, but you're showing a really great product and you're using something that's really good for people and good for the community around you as well.
So now, Laura, let's say that somebody decides that they're already familiar with 31 or they want to learn more about it and they want to sign up to be a rep. Is there a way they can call you?
Absolutely. Yep, you can go right through my website, that31/on the road. my31.com/on the road. They can sign up with me, and I'll help them get their rep status. No problem.
Awesome. Now, if you're going to have if you are a subscriber to Full Time Families or Road Trip Teacher, or have subscribed through the Road School Guide, you'll be getting your copy of our hot off the press Ultimate Road School Guide this week. When you do that, you're going to actually have Laura's website address because she's an exhibitor at our convention, and that is one thing that will be included in the guide. Digitally, you'll have the hot link to everyone's websites, and then if you get it in print, you will have everyone's websites that way as well. So
fantastic.
Well, we're so excited you're here.
Thank you. And I want to take a moment to remind everyone that this is a live event, and if you want to call in and talk to any of our presenters, please do. You can call area code 425-440-5100 and use conference ID 026375#. If you need that information, it's right there on the ultimateradioshow.com website. You click on our Road School Mom button, it brings you right to the page. When you get to the page, you'll see that there's a chat going on that Mary Beth runs during the show and a whole bunch of chatting going on. And if you maybe are too shy to call in, that's no problem. Go ahead and chat on the line with us. And I think we're going to bring on our next exhibitor from the convention, which is...
Is he on the line
holding? He is. He's been holding very patiently. Thank you. Hello, Lee from RV Armor. Are you on the line with us?
I am. Good evening.
Hello, Lee. How are you? It's Mary Beth.
Good. Hi, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm just good. Thank you. For those of you that are not familiar with RV Armor, I'm going to let Lee talk a little bit about his product, and then we'll talk a little bit about how he makes his income on the road. So, Lee, why don't you go ahead and tell us about RV Armor?
Sure. Most of us that are full-timers have encountered somebody along the way that's had leaks in their RV roofs, because that seems to be a major issue on motorhomes and fifth wheels and everything that's an RV. And so we manufacture some products that starts off as a liquid and it turns into a synthetic rubber, so it turns into a brand-new roofing system that we've developed, and you're able to give them a lifetime material and labor warranty on that. So we have been doing this for about 2 years, although we just started going full-time in October, and now we are taking it from Florida, and now we are adding installers and reps around the country and growing.
Great. Well, I know we've heard lots of great feedback from your product, RV Armor. And Lee is actually going to be an exhibitor here at the World's Best Road School Convention, so I assume he is on his way to Tucson this evening. That was where in the world he would be. But one of the things that he's coming to our convention, and it kind of ties in with our show tonight, and that's why he's called in to talk with us, RV Armor is a great product, and if you're an RVer, whether you're full-time or part-time, definitely you'll want to check out their products. But he's also going to be here because there are opportunities for installers for his product. And so tell us a little bit about that, Lee, maybe the type of person that you'd be looking for and if there's specifics as far as location or any of that that you're looking for in an installer.
Sure. Well, I'll talk about that as well as people that like to make some money on a referral program as well. But the main type of person we're looking for is somebody that's handy, somebody that's been around construction a little bit, particularly in any kind of contracting and painting in particular, or somebody that's a detailer, a trim carpenter, somebody that's been around. That's pretty handy. Even though what we do is fairly simple, it's very detail-oriented. So we need to have somebody that we're very picky in who we want to have work with us, because we want to have people that are going to be dependable, courteous, kind. We've got a very good reputation, and we like to keep it that way. So what we're looking for is people that are on the road and essentially can be, no matter where they are, we'll have an opportunity, because we've got people calling us and contracting jobs really all over the country, from really including Canada. So we get customers from Canada to Texas and Arizona, California, up in the Northeast. So we really have jobs going everywhere. And, quite often, we have guys that right now, and gals too, it's not just guys, I didn't mean to pick on just the guys. We have folks that pretty much, put themselves on a list. And if we know that you're going to be somewhere for a while, if jobs come up, we give you an opportunity to do that for us. So, and typically they're two day projects to from start to finish. So it's basically a 2 day time investment every time we do a job.
I see. So Lee, I know the answer to this, but for anybody that doesn't know this, so an installer there's training involved with your company, and that is
yes. We have a training, and basically right now we're trying to do it once a month. We're trying to do training based in Arizona and in Florida, so we have sort of an East Coast, West Coast training. There is no charge for that. We just other than volunteering your time for a couple of days to come out and physically work side by side, so that we can certify that that person knows what they're doing at the end of the day, because we have a certain protocol that has to be done, pictures that need to be taken, and documentation that needs to be turned in, so that we can ultimately give the customer a lifetime material labor warranty. So there is some training involved, but we don't charge for that.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity for someone who's handy and looking to get their family on the road, especially since you're focused more in the warmer climates. So that's great for winter. Is it all year-round job, or is it seasonal?
It is not seasonal. It is all year, although we tend to find that as the weather warms up north, like for example, we've got a lot of stuff just now starting to break loose that we've had projects for in, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, New York, a lot of the places up in the Northeast in particular, and out towards, Boise, Idaho and Montana, and some of these places where we've had projects that people have been waiting for the weather to warm up. So as the weather warms up north, a lot of the work shifts up north, and then it shifts back down south, obviously, in the wintertime. So we kind of go where the weather's nice.
So that sounds perfect. Sounds like the perfect combination for, like I said, a handy road school dad. Well, Lee, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight and telling us about the RV Armor opportunity and the RV Armor product. It's very important that everyone keep their roof in optimal condition, because you don't want any cracks or leaks in your roof that can ruin your entire rig. So we're really excited to see your product and to hopefully connect you with some people that are looking for this opportunity. And we're looking forward to meeting you in person. So thanks again for being on the radio show with us, and drive safe.
Well, we will. We're in Tyler, Texas now, so we'll be there in a couple of days. So.
Oh, one more question. If our listeners want to check you out on the web, where should they go?
Sure. It's just www.rv, lee-armor.com. Or if they want to contact me directly, it's just lee@rv-armor.com.
And again, if you are a subscriber to any of our websites, you're going to have in your hot little hand this week a copy of our Ultimate Road School Guide. And Lee, actually, RV Armor has an ad in that guide, and there'll be an exhibitor here, so they're actually in the guide a couple different places, and there'll be hot links on our websites as well. So thank you, Lee, so much, and have safe travels. We can't wait to see you here in Tucson.
We'll see you in a couple days, ladies.
Okay, try safe.
All righty. Bye-bye.
And I want to remind our listeners that this is a live...
The moderator has left the conference.
Okay, and we are back. Sorry about that technical difficulty.
I'm just gonna have to say I'm having so much fun with this Road School Moms. I can't remember how many weeks we've been doing this, but that's pretty good for the first technical difficulty.
Thank you. I think so too. Actually, we're calling that the first.
Yeah. Well, we're doing that. I have to say again, we've had this chat going for the last couple of weeks. We love that. I want to give a shout out to Felice, who's listening to us. She's actually the founder and owner of where we are hosted, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and we are so thankful to her for having us be a part of that network. We love that. If you are not familiar with that network, you'll definitely want to check out her website, and they also have a link in our Ultimate Road School Guide. If you're unfamiliar with that, check their website out, because they have a lot of great radio shows. Some of them are live, some of them are podcasts, lots of great information, homeschool, all homeschool related on that site.
Absolutely. And again, as I was saying, this is a live show, so if you want to call in with questions, you can call in at area code 425-440-5100 and use conference ID 026375#. So, or you can go right on our little show page and chat.
Right.
Right. That's what happens when you read and talk at the same time. And,
Well, I have to say that I forgot my computer. I was so excited just to be able to do this with you here that I forgot everything. I didn't bring my notebook. I didn't bring my computer. That's how come I'm logged in on Kimberly's and I'm on the chat. That's actually her login, but it's me typing. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Laura is still with us, so if you have any questions about 31 as an opportunity or to possibly host your own virtual party or to just buy products from her, you can give us a call or you can chat in. And in the chat, we've embedded her link to her 31 Gifts website. So the last opportunity we're going to talk about tonight.
We've got a mom calling. What's on the chat? It says, Lazy Days put us all road school folks in one area of the parent gown.
They are doing their best to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, for the most part, we're all on Wonder Street.
That's a good point. The answer to that is yes, that is the plan. And so if you are an attendee for our Road School Commission, if you're on the road and you're going to arrive this evening or in the morning, you'll want to remind them that you're with the full-time families group.
that you're with the world's best road school convention so that they can get you in.
You're going to want to be on one.
Yeah, you're going to want to be on our road.
Yeah.
And not spread. So this is a big place. I can't remember how many sites there are, but it's big.
500, over 500 sites. And Laura can attest to it. You pulled in today. What's it look like on our block?
We did, and our block is fabulous and wonderful, and there's chalk art on the ground saying, please slow down and drive carefully, and children everywhere. So if you come in late, well, probably not too late, but if you do come in, want to watch out for those kids and make sure you're keeping it at 9.5 miles per hour, as posted by KOA.
That's right. You know, I had to laugh this morning. I was thinking about, you know, as homeschoolers, forget our lifestyle, just homeschoolers, you know, what's the socialization? Everyone wants to, you know, how do you keep your kids socialized? And I had to laugh because as adults, we're going to be outnumbered within a few days here because our group has 80-plus kids, and there's only 70-some adults
only.
Yeah. The socialization this week is not a problem.
Not a problem. And, you know, yesterday was very poignant for me. DJ, my youngest 3-year-old child, said, I want to ride this bike, push me. And I pushed him, and he just took off. And what was so wonderful about that particular moment, because this is the fourth child that has learned how to ride a bike, but this time I was surrounded by my full-time family, and all of them were clapping for him and clapping for us, and it was just so wonderful, and I thought, this is what happens when a community sets up in the middle of nowhere, friendly, fun-loving, caring people. This is the kind of thing that comes out of it, and everyone's super supportive and just so happy and thankful to be together and enjoy each other's company. So,
well, and it wasn't long after DJ done that, his inspiration, Sadie, I just got to meet Gina and
mm-hmm.
haven't met her husband yet, but it wasn't long before Sadie took off on a 2-wheel bike, too. So we had two
yesterday.
Shed their training wheels yesterday, so that was kind of fun.
And now there's 20 of them out there.
Yeah, really, just bikes everywhere.
Yeah.
So we should shout out to our moms that are here. We've got a group of road school moms already here, right? Jill. And who else is here? Marcy, the Thrifty Belle is here. Marcy Livingston, she's going to be one of our exhibitors this week.
Rev Clementine is here. Looking down.
Bunny home. Arnold is here. Bunny's one of our other.
Renee Seely is here. Tammy Allen just pulled in today. Georgette Chikiri
mm-hmm.
pulled in today. Lots of road school moms. I hope I'm not missing anybody. Laura's here.
Yep.
Oh, Diane, who is on our unschooling show,
mm-hmm.
Show number 2. She just pulled in today. So lots of good fun. Lots of great people coming in. Our third opportunity tonight that we want to discuss for making money on the road, both 31 Gifts and RV Armor are long-term solutions. Like if you want a job for the long term, but if you want to just make some quick bucks, and let's say you're just interested in making some money and then hitting the road again and making some money, we have Amazon Camper Force coming to the convention to recruit, to talk about the opportunity. And unfortunately, they weren't available to discuss the opportunity firsthand with us tonight, but we were able to get a previous employee, someone who worked the 2013 season, to chime in on what she thought about working for Amazon Camper Force. And so yesterday, Meredith and I recorded an interview with Misty Lively from Texas, and she told us all about,
she worked for the 2013 season.
Right.
And she is a mom of seven? I can't remember.
I don't know. Let me go to her Facebook picture and count the people.
Well, whatever. They're a full-time family.
Right.
They have 6 kids. So we were really interested to talk with her and learn how she could possibly fit in Amazon Camper Force and being a full-time mom and just all the other things that go along with that.
That's right. Okay. So I'm going to play that audio from yesterday, and again, keep in mind this is a live show. You can call in, you can chat, and let me see where it is. There it is. I'm missing my clip. So we are on the line with Misty, who is a former Amazon Chief Force employee. Misty, how are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
We're good, Misty. Let's see. Let's start with my talk, and we learned earlier in the show where everybody was this evening. So tell us where in the world you are tonight, Misty.
Tonight we are in West Virginia. We came in to visit our family, so over the holidays, and we're still here because we had a death in the family.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Well, what is the what's the weather like out that way?
Today it was 52 degrees, so it's still a little bit chilly.
Yeah, it's chilly. We're in Arizona. We're at our Road School convention out here in Tucson, so we're enjoying sunny days and cool nights.
Oh, that sounds great. I wish we were. We've been trying to make it out west, so we'll be there one day.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see you down the road when you get here. Misty, you had indicated on one of our Facebook groups that you had been a worker for Amazon Camper Force. What season and what facility did you work at?
I worked for the 2013, so I just finished up with them, their Christmas work, and I was in Campbellsville, Kentucky.
And how was that? How did you find that experience overall?
I am glad that I know what it's about now, and I love the fact that they let us choose a campground and pay for the campground that we stayed at. And they paid us an hourly wage, and also when we finished our commitment with them, they gave us a completion bonus, which was really nice for Christmas and everything. It's really hard work. You're on your feet 10 plus hours a night, and you have to commit to, I believe it was 50 hours a week.
Wow. So let's back up a second before we talk about duties. So on the benefit side, because I know that's one place that everybody wants to know, aside from the income, so your campground was paid for, is that right?
Right. And they give you a list of the campgrounds that participate with the Amazon Camper Force. So we were able to choose from a number of different campgrounds, and we chose to stay on Horse Stables. It was on a farm. It was Green River Stables. It was really nice.
Well, I had no idea that was part of the incentive package. That's pretty cool. So you worked from them for the Christmas season. So is that a set schedule then, like from October through the end of December, or how does the time frame work?
They actually let you pick when you want to come on. They bring early hires on as early as September, I believe. I chose to start in October, and you just let them know which month you'd like to come in, and once you start, you were there until they release you right before Christmas.
Did you get any bonuses if you could sign up friends of yours or anything? Did they give you any recruiting bonuses?
I did not see where they did. I didn't get any type of recruiting bonus.
So, Christy, were your hours, were they set hours? Like, did everybody work the same hours or was it different shifts? Were you able to work that around your family schedule, or was that something that you were also in control of, or did they tell you when they needed you and you just had to commit to being there at those hours?
They do a telephone interview with you beforehand, and you just tell them you pick between day and night shifts, and they have several different shifts available. It just depends on what part of the they have different departments within the warehouse, like packing or stowing, you know, all kinds of different ones. But generally you just tell them if you want day shift or night shift, and I chose night shift, but they're great. If you choose night shift, you're in a certain department, like the whole group of workers. If you choose day shift, they'll come in at 6 a.m., and then they'll work 10 hours and get off. So it's just pretty much based on the department and the shift that you choose. But I chose night shift with 6 kids. It was easier for me.
So, wow, Mary Beth and I just raised our eyebrows. You have 6 kids. You're a road school mom. And How did you actually work that schedule? You worked all night, and then what? Did you get to sleep?
I worked 5:30 in the evening until, what time did I get off in the morning? 4 a.m. I'm sorry, I'm thinking. I believe mine was 5:30 to 4 a.m. and sometimes later they give you overtime hours and stuff. So when I came home, of course the kids were in bed, and I would go to bed myself, and I would usually fall asleep between 5 and 6 and then get up, I don't know, around 1 o'clock and go out and eat and then do it again. And my husband, he actually works from home, so he's the one that was making sure the kids got on and did all their schoolwork and went through all their lessons and everything. And I usually just had time to check their schoolwork and grade the things that I needed to grade.
Well, that's awesome that you can make that work. It sounds like you have a flexible schedule at home, and it sounds like Amazon's pretty flexible with their Camper Force program. Would you agree?
Yes, I do agree.
Now, will you do it again next season?
Well, it's pretty intense work, especially with 6 kids and really long hours. So, well, I'm glad I have the experience and know what it's about. I do not plan on doing it again next year.
Would you recommend the Camper Force experience to other full-time RVing families?
Yes, I would. I think they pay better. They're one of the higher-paying jobs for Camper Force. Or work camping, so I would recommend at least give it a try one season and then go from there.
That's fair enough. That seems like a fair assumption of your experience. I know that we haven't talked to very many people that have any negative experiences. It seems like Amazon Camper Force is a great program, and I know that we are excited to be talking with campers this week at our convention. They're rolling out some new recruiting incentives and some health benefits and some other stuff for this 2014 season, so we can't wait to hear all about that. And we thank you so much, Christy, for being with us and talking with us about your experience.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad that I was able to answer some of your questions.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing this time with us, Christy, and you all have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, and that was Missy Lively coming to us from Tennessee, I think. Do you remember where she was? And talking to us about her experience from Amazon. And I'm sorry about that interference. We have no idea what that was. There was no dog barking when we were doing the interview.
No, there was not.
some ghostly apparition that showed up, some zombies. So, but I hope that you were able to hear that she did indeed enjoy her time at Amazon, even though she won't be going back next year. But she did say that they paid well and that she made it through. It was rigorous work, but she made it.
If you have more questions about Amazon Camper Force, again, they're an exhibitor here at the convention, so they will have links in our road school guide. We'll be talking again about them next week, I'm sure. But Pamela Petrush, their recruiting manager for their whole national program, is actually going to be here with us at the convention this week. She's actually doing a seminar. She'll be talking about what Amazon Camper Force looks for in a worker. She's going to talk about, they have a new incentive program. So if you've worked for Amazon Camper Force before, you probably still don't know all the things that they have rolled out for this year. She's that excited about it. So we're looking forward to be talking with her. And we have someone on our chat that wants to ask a non-road school question. So we want to remind all of our listeners that even though we do like to talk about road school, because we are the road school moms, we'll talk about anything. So if you have a question, ask it.
That can feel in.
As long as it's appropriate, we will be glad to answer that. So. And again, if you want to call in, this is a live show, so you're welcome to call in on the number that Kimberly gave us, which is 425-440-5100, and then you dial in the access code, which is 026375#. And if you are too shy to call in, you can always go to our website, roadschoolmoms.com, and chat with us. So
Right. So as a man, whenever you're ready, lay your question on us. In the meantime, we'll talk about what's going on at Road Trip Teacher and Full Time Families this week.
Gosh, we're so Road Trip Teacher is kind of at a standstill this week. We are convention crazy. So we don't have any new study guides. We wrapped up Tucson. That is a 48-page guide that is available on our website right now. And we are releasing the Grand Canyon this week. The only new thing we have are vocabulary lists that are all of our study guide. If you've bought any of our study guides from Road Trip Teacher before, you know that they all include vocabulary words. And so this week we're rolling out crossword puzzles and word searches and things that go along with those vocabulary lists. So those will all be available at convention time. That's our big convention rollout. So what's new with full-time families?
Well, in staying with our theme about making money on the road, we had a guest post from someone who writes from the road, went full-time RVing, and got a job as a copywriter. And if you're interested in possibly being a copywriter, this is a really great blog post to read. It's called Earning Money While on the Road and Loving It, our guest post this week, and I'm going to be posting the link into our chat. There you go. And it's just, you know, if I had my chance, if I had a choice of how to make money on the road, it would definitely be writing. To date, I've written 4 books, none of them that I can support my family on yet.
You know, but it's a huge accomplishment. It was a great accomplishment.
It is, and I'm proud of all of those 4 books. But this is someone who is making money to put fuel in the tank and food on the table by writing, and it's a great program to look into. And all the information you need is in the blog post. So if you want to learn about how she makes money by writing copyright letters, you can read it right there. So that's what's new at Full Time Family, and
let's give something away. Let's give away a Tucson study guide.
Yes, let's.
So call in, right?
Yeah, sure.
Our first caller.
First caller. Go ahead, give the number.
So that would be call in at 425-440-5100, and then you'll want to enter the ID, which is 0263-7500.
That's right. And then you're going to need to hit *2 to raise your hand. So first person on the line who's calling gets the Tucson Study Guide, which I'm super excited about.
And you know what? There's so much information from this area. Do you know, I asked you last week, do you know the 5 mountain ranges?
You asked
around
me yesterday.
Tucson?
Right.
Do you know them?
I do now. There was the Tankini.
Fortaleza. That's one.
Carbonara?
No. It's the Tortolitas, the Santa Ritas, the Rincones, the Catalinas, and the Tucson Mountain Range.
We're totally close. That's the Road Trip Teacher right here for you, knowing everything there is to know about Tucson. When you come to the convention, I just dare you to pop with her. I just dare you. Ask her when Tucson was established and what the name Tucson means and what the nickname for Tucson is.
Old Pueblo.
See this?
There's a lot of history in this area.
And I should also ask her children.
They've been programmed. They've been programmed. They've done the lab books. They've memorized that information. They're robots. They can recite the Tucson information.
Well, I'm just so thrilled to be in this neck of the woods here. Where's the chat? Right there. Because this is such a thriving homeschool community. Yesterday, I mentioned earlier in the show that Mary and Beth and I had the opportunity to go to the library to be a part of a conference that was called Is Homeschooling in Your Future? And Laura, you indicated that homeschooling was challenging for you. And it was so funny. Do you remember being, before even being a homeschool mom, like getting all your ducks in a row?
I do. I thought I had my ducks in a row. Yeah, I think that mentorship piece is really important. Connecting with other people who do this and know what they're doing is really, really key.
Yeah,
absolutely. And not being afraid to change plans, I think, is a big key, too. If it's not working, all right, we'll just move on to try something new.
Right.
So lap book is my next big adventure. I'm very excited. I can't wait.
Oh, God, Journey to Learning coming to do lap book.
Yeah.
Mary Beth's going to have a little lap book exercise for Tucson.
Very excited.
I'm excited about the Journey Through Learning because they really are they saved my road school about a year ago. So that's how we recharged our road school. So I'm excited. I think everybody's going to enjoy their seminar. While we're talking about that, we have a question that came in on our chat. Stacy wants to know, and I know that it's Stacy because I actually talk with her. She is the founder of DigitalScrapbookPages.com. Yes, and she, her and her family are considering full-time. Well, they're considering traveling. They don't know the length of time, if it's going to be indefinite or just a set amount of time, but they are exploring very heavily. So her question is 36 feet too long for most RV spaces? They're looking to buy their first rig. They think they want a travel trailer. They're not exactly sure. You know, they're in that stage of research. So do you have an answer for that, Kimberly? What do you think? Is 36 feet too long?
Well, the short answer is no, absolutely not. 36 feet is not too long. 36 feet is a great floor plan's length if you are new to pulling. What I would strongly suggest, and it's obviously based on your finances and what equipment she already has, but as far as any kind of long-term or extended travel, if you're going to go with a travel trailer, you need to go with the highest quality material possible, because travel trailers are notoriously under-insulated. And so that means if you go to a hot climate, you'll be sweating like crazy, and if you go to a cold climate, you'll be freezing your toes off, and that doesn't make for a comfortable, fun experience at all. That's something that she wants to consider. And 36 in a travel trailer, it's a little bit like bringing a sailboat down a road. It's very harrowing. We did a 32-foot travel trailer, and all you need is one rig to go by you, and you are just stuck straight into the lane next to you. So these are the considerations that you want to think about when you're going to go that long in a travel trailer. I will give you a plug for How to Hit the Road, which discusses all the types of recreational vehicles on the road and the pros and cons to each and the considerations you need to think about when purchasing your RV.
I see. She says they're looking at a Kodiak Dutchman, thinking about going on the road for a year with two kids and a dog. So that's their situation. And so, again, I guess if the question is 36 feet too long for most RV spaces, the answer to that is no. I think, isn't 40 feet kind of everybody's threshold as far as state parks? I mean, I think a lot of people get that in their head, that they shouldn't be over 40. But I know we're 43, and I can't really say that we've had trouble getting in any spaces.
National parks, have you found that in national parks it's a little tight?
Those
were built in the 50s and 60s or even 30s.
Some of the ones on the East Coast especially,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we're in 32 feet, and we're in a fifth wheel. And I just, like, Stacy, right?
Stacy, yeah.
We intended to be out for a year, and we have two kids and a dog, and 32 feet. And 32 isn't quite big enough, so this week we'll go shopping over at Lazy Days. But that 1 year, Stacy, has turned into an undefined period of time, so. Beware, because once that hits, it bites brutal.
Yeah.
Well, Stacy, actually, I for those of you that follow my road trip teacher, my Road School 101 crew, the animated people are designed by Glenda Ketchum Designs. She's a designer for Stacy at her scrapbook pages. That's how we got to know each other. It wasn't really through our RV lifestyle. And I told her the exact same thing, Laura. I said, oh, yeah, I said that too. We're going to go for a short, we're going to go for a year.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be prepared, because that year probably will turn into something more. So it's always good to leave your options open. But Stacy, I hope we've answered your question. And as I told Stacy, when you come to an event like this, it's good. The road, all of us road moms, we're going to have some time together. The kids are having their time together. The dads will have their time together too,
mm-hmm.
And they'll be talking shop talk and driver talk and length and black tank experiences and all that kind of crazy stuff. So. If you're not having, you can't make this road school convention, watch the full-time family's website and the schedule, because there will be one coming, a meetup coming to you near you soon.
Right. And it also brings up one of the main events in any rally or convention is the Parade of Homes, which I don't want to say we tried to leave off the schedule, but the last Parade of Homes took something like 3 hours. So we had to fit in at Express Parade of Homes, and we'll be running through each other's campers. And that's perfect for anyone who's looking into this lifestyle. It's a no-brainer. I call it on-the-job training with a side of s'mores to come to these kind of events, because you get all your questions answered, and we're not an exclusive community. You don't have to live in a camper to hang out with us. You just want to, you just have to be a fun-loving, caring, considerate person. You're more than welcome to come.
Well, I think two or three of our families that are coming to this convention are literally, they're not on the road. There's a few still in the dreaming stage, and I think there's one that's coming with the intention of buying their rig in the next few weeks, and that's perfectly fine, whether you've been road screw, whether you've been full-time in it in your head, or whether you've been on the road for 10 years. That's
great. Laura actually used our last rally, our last summer rally in Montrose as her launch.
That was our launch date. Yeah, we waited around until the the rally, and then we launched there. It was absolutely brilliant. It changed the way we felt about hitting the road and the way we were on the road. It was great, fantastic. I highly recommend it.
Well, thanks so much for being on with us and for hanging out this whole hour with us and telling us about 31.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, and bringing all your stuff. I can't wait to see your table. I can't wait to be a part of your organization on the road seminar.
Thank you.
If you are listening out there with Road School Moms and you are not part of the Full-Time Families group, you'll want to make sure you're a subscriber to Full-Time Families or Road Trip Teacher, because we're going to release the details of our Ultimate Moms Road School Bag. It's going to be a cool zip-top carry-all 31 bag. It's going to be filled with everything you need to go road schooling, including an electronic device. We're going to sell tickets for that, and you do not have to be here at the convention to buy a chance to win that bag. We are going to give it away here at the convention on Saturday night. But we, if you are out there in listener land, you can we'll mail it to you. So watch your mailbox if you're a subscriber, or if you're a full-time family member on the group, watch the board. So we're going to be releasing details of that in about 24 hours.
Yeah, very exciting. So that's the show.
That's the show.
Next week.
We're going to still be in Tucson this time next week.
Yay! Next week we're coming to you from the convention.
That's right.
The actual convention. And so you'll be hearing the wrap-up of how it went and what we learned from it and what we're going to do next time. And
we're going to have some of our moms from the convention are going to stick around for Sunday night. We're going to kind of have a mom's roundtable here next Sunday night. So stay tuned. Mark your calendar. Don't miss it.
That's right. And until then, take care. Drive safe. Play the audio.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work. And may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.